Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A few weeks. Babbel is built around real life.
You can text us on the Eggers Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Eggers Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Coming up at 11, Bob Walk. Ron, you had a column on Bob Walk in today's Post-Gazette, and it was a riveting piece. You want to give us the details?
Yeah, you know, I was at the PNC Park Saturday night for the first exhibition game, so I didn't hear the TV broadcast, apparently. Greg Braun announces during the game that Bob had tested positive for COVID, but he and his wife both, but were doing fine, still waiting to get cleared so he can come back and go to work. So I called him up yesterday. First of all, Joe, when I had him on last Tuesday, you were on vacation, you know, he was coughing a little bit, and I sort of didn't make fun of him. I just said, hey, Walkie, what's up with that cough? And he goes, oh, I just got a little tickle in my throat. So then I find out, you know, that he has had COVID, and I felt terrible. So I called to apologize to him yesterday, and he said, oh, no problem. He goes, if you had asked me point blank, do you have COVID, I would have told you last week. Well, I'm not going to put somebody on the spot by asking them that. They may not be comfortable talking about it. So he was very comfortable talking about it, said he and his wife had done everything right in their mind. They hardly ever went out. They never went out without masks. And he told me something that I'm guilty of. You know, he said he sees people leave a store and before they get to their car, they take their mask off. I do that all the time. And he goes, I never do that. He said, I keep my mask on until I get in my car so I can sanitize my hands. Because if you don't do that, you get everything you touched in the store on your mask. And I'm thinking, I didn't even think about that. And he said somehow, some way he got it. He was cutting grass a couple Sundays ago, working in his yard, sweating. That night, his fever was over 100, 101. His wife the next day, 101. They got tested, and here they turned out positive. All's well that ends well. He was still trying to line up a test yesterday to get cleared so he can come back and do the games. He's hopeful to be back at AT&T Sportsnet Saturday night for the opening game in St. Louis, but he knows he has to pass the test first, thinks he will. Said he doesn't want everybody looking at him, wondering, is he okay? But he wanted to tell his story. And their symptoms were relatively mild, he and his wife. And he said, really, the only bad day was the first day because he said, you don't know what to expect. But like he said to me, what are the odds? You know, he said, what, 2% maybe get it? And he said, I'm one of the two. We're both one of the two, he and his wife. So he had a great attitude about it. Talked to some people who called him as soon as they heard about it and said they had it much worse. And he feels lucky, all things considered. And his bottom line, never take your health for granted. And I think that's a good lesson for all of us, Joe.
Yeah, and I hope he's ready to go. For the opener here, and it was just reading it and what you just said about him saying he takes his or doesn't take his mask off before he gets to the car. I'm constantly thinking about things like that. Like, wait a second, I just folded up my mask. Did I just touch the other side of it? Like things you don't normally think about, but that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. All right,
if I just wore a mask into a place and it was in there, that something is on my mask now. So what do I do with the mask? Do I just put it on the kitchen counter when I get home? How many times do I use it? Do I touch the other side of it? It can drive you nuts, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I never thought about that, because I am one of those people that as soon as I have it on in the store, absolutely. But before I get to the car, I pull it off. And, he taught me something there. So, but again, he said, I feel like we did everything right and it still wasn't good enough. And, sometimes I guess what's meant to be is meant to be. But I'm just glad he's okay. They're both in their 60s. I think Bob said he's 63. And his wife, Lori's father, lives with them. He's 87. And they really had to make some quick arrangements. I guess they have a cabin in Marionville, and they sent Bob's father-in-law up to the cabin with his oldest son, Tom. And, because you really worry about an older person. My mother, I'm always scared to death about what I might be bringing home to her. So, you got to be cautious. And he was, and it just still ended up getting it somehow.
Time right now, 10:32, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. You can join Craig Riley every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Garage Sports Trivia live on the 93.7 The Fan Instagram. Brought to you by Precision Garage and BetRivers.com. Thunderstorm this afternoon, expected high of 87. Similar tomorrow with the exact same high. So what's it been like watching baseball for you, Ron, both in person and on television? For me, on television, it's been great. I mean, I don't think I realized how much I missed live sports until I checked out Sunday night. I checked out Dodgers Angels and was just riveted by the whole scene and wasn't bothered at all by cardboard cutouts or piped in noise or anything else. I was just thrilled to be watching baseball, really.
Yeah, I was too. And it was weird though, man. It was really weird to hear the, introducing the players when they come up the bat. Nobody's in the stands. Take me out to the ball game was like unbelievably surreal. In the stretch half of the seventh inning, I found myself stretching. Almost felt funny for doing it. There's nobody in the ballpark, and they're playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I thought that was one of the weirdest parts of the day. But I'm with you. It was fun seeing baseball again. I wasn't a big fan of the crowd noise there. It seemed to me to be a little bit too loud, and I'm not blaming anyone. They're trying hard to make it a better experience, even just for the players. But it almost sounded like a steady drone of a rumbling freight train. That was a little bit irritating to me, but a minor thing. I was so glad they were back, and I just hope, keep knocking on wood that they're going to be able to stay back, Joe.
Well, the AT&T Sportsnet broadcast last night, I thought, went off pretty well. You had everybody in the home studios, including John Wehner and Joe Block. And then for the radio call, I think it was Michael McHenry and Greg Brown, and it seemed to go off pretty well as far as I could tell. It's just the whole scene is just very surreal, I'm sure, for the guys doing it and for everyone else. But that was also part of my experience anyway, was being comforted by familiar voices. When I came home last night, daughter had softball last night, we came home, turned on the Pirates game, and it was a slice of normalcy in our lives. Like that's the soundtrack to my summers since I was a kid, really, but certainly here is turning on the television almost every single night and having a baseball game on with those voices. It's like it's part of the household. And so we sat down and we watched the ball game. And one of the first things we saw, by the way, was Josh Bell crank that ball opposite field. Just the whole thing feels good, Ron.
Yeah, it does. And it's been so long. And, we get mad at the players and mad at the owners and they're greedy and this and that. But yet you watch stuff, the games, the Saturday night game, you probably didn't see it. I think you were still away. Francisco Lindor made an unbelievable play up the middle to get a force out at second. Man, can that guy play? And then you see Cole Tucker make that catch last night. You don't think about the money those guys are making or how much the owners are making. I don't anyway. I just enjoy the beauty and the grace of the, and athleticism of the game when I watch plays like that. And, man, I missed it. I'm not going to lie. I missed it a lot.
How about you? At 412-928-9370, I posed this question for a minute yesterday, and it still stands whether, like a lot of us, you realized how much you missed sports, seeing it back, or for some of you, maybe, you don't need it. You realize, I don't really need this that much. Plus, your early impressions of watching these games on television and what it's like. Love to talk to you. 928-9370. Bob Walk himself coming up at 11 o'clock. Let's talk about the actual baseball team, about Tucker's catch, about some of the things we like and don't like, and how refreshing it is to bring up a simple baseball topic like that. It's Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.